You are in the right place for entertainment, information, interviews, features, all in one program. And that's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Welcome, I'm Valerie Smaldone. Halloween is just about here. It's kind of Halloween weekend where there's a lot going on, a lot of socializing, a lot of parties, a lot of preparing for the trick-or-treats. You know, every year it seems that Halloween gets more and more popular. People decorate their homes. They have lights outside on their trees. So I want to talk to you about Halloween costumes and what's trending in the costume world of this time of year. But first, let's talk about this Yoga Pants protest. It's all related because it's clothing. Costume is clothing. There was a Yoga Pants protest. Did you hear about this in New England? In the town of Barrington, Rhode Island, which is a suburb of Providence. It was sparked by a letter to the editor who mentioned his opinion. He did not like the idea that women wear yoga pants out in public. Now, obviously, this gentleman has a lot of time on his hands, but he did write this letter to the editor saying that it was just kind of a gross form of casual wear. And that yoga pants really belong on children and young women. And beyond 20, nobody should be wearing it. So, this little newspaper with circulation of 5,000, how did it get to become a national uproar? Well, viral media, of course. So, the internet picked up on this outrage of this gentleman about the yoga pants. The letter was picked up as an example of misogyny. The outrage migrated into this protest in the town. And I believe it spread throughout the country. So recently, there were 300 people wearing yoga pants that paraded through the town and by the letter writer's house. And this individual has also been receiving death threats because he doesn't like people wearing yoga pants. So I find this ridiculous, by the way. Really, not only does he have time on his hands, the 300 yoga pant wearers had a lot of time on their hands to take the time out of their day to make this a protest. And they're saying, well, it's against women, it's ageism, how dare you? But yeah, this became a big brouhaha, not only in the town, but all over the country. Now, interestingly, until 2012, this little town of Barrington was a dry town. They were not permitted to drink. And so now they have two liquor stores, and it's a regulated market in this town of Barrington. So this is where we are. The yoga pants controversy continues. He has his right to express his opinion. They have their right to protest. I still find it absolutely absurd. Just my opinion. Okay, talking about clothing, let's talk about Halloween clothing and costumes that are trending on Google Trends. Did you know that Google has a platform called Frightgeist? Well, neither did I. I checked it out. It's a Halloween-themed Google Trends platform. And if you go to Frightgeist.com, you will see the costumes that are trending, whether they're going up or going down, on this website. And they're popular. The Quinn style costumes are popular in cities like Seattle, Chicago, and New York. And in addition to the Quinn, the Joker and general superhero costumes round out the top three costumes. That's Harley Quinn. And they come from Suicide Squad. I did not see this. Apparently a lot of people did. So anyway, if you would like to know what is trending on Halloween costumes, go to Frightgeist.com. Number one is Harley Quinn, two is Joker, three is superhero, four is pirate, five is Wonder Woman, and nine is clown, which is a story for another day because you know about all the clown issues we've been having in the country. This is absurd. My goodness, I just like people who are, you know, witches and goblins, and the old school Halloween is perfect for me. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Thanks for joining us. America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. In the blink of an eye, Harley-Davidson made twin cam technology obsolete. If your financial situation makes a new hog totally unaffordable, do what we did today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 38,500 miles, the Intrepid Reporter's 2006 Harley twin cam oil pump got plugged up with shoe shavings from the twin cam chain and blew to bits. We replaced the old cam chain setup with Easy Lift S&S gear-driven cams, being sure to split the cases and balance the flywheel crank assembly the only way this can successfully be done. We found the most qualified wrench available so our money would not be wasted. Obsolete twin cam Harleys can be given a second lengthy life. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you be happier at work? Manage your boss.
So says Marie McIntyre in her book, Secrets to Winning at Office Politics. How can you manage your boss?
Learn what they like and expect. Determine how he or she prefers you get your work done and how you should deliver information to them.
If you're unclear about their expectations, don't guess. Ask them about the results they're looking for.
Don't worry that your boss will be upset about you asking for specific details.
In fact, you'll likely find it's quite the opposite. Marie notes that any reasonable manager will be pleased and surprised by your interest.
So manage your boss by giving them exactly what they want. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.